wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the beginning of Ramadan we had discussed the hadith of Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu anhu, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had divided the month of Ramadan into three distinct categories. Awwaluhu rahma, the first 10 days were the days of the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have just concluded. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions awsatuhu maghfira, the middle 10 days are the days of the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What ulama explain is a period of amnesty, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending out an announcement, a message, an invitation, that no matter who a person may be, no matter where he may be, no matter what the extent of your crime may be, no matter what the level of your transgression may be, no matter how far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person may be, Allah is now sending out that announcement that I am waiting with my doors open to accept you and to make your maghfirat. This is a period where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive our gunas, our sins, for a person to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explained to us in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is not conditional. In this world, if somebody does me down, some business deal turns sour, or a person says something about me or about my family, he hurts me in some way, and then he comes to ask forgiveness, then I may forgive him, but I'll keep him at a distance. I won't allow him too close, because I know what I have been through with him. I'll always remember at the back of my mind what this person did to me. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's forgiveness is unconditional. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught us, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. Then in the court of Allah, that person who makes a sincere tawbah, then it is as though he never committed a sin in his life. Ulama say, At-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who makes tawbah immediately becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to illustrate to us how much Allah loves for us to turn to him in tawbah and forgiveness, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gave an example of a person who was traveling in the desert on camel back. It was a very hot day. He had limited provisions with him. And for some reason or the other, he dismounts his camel. فَانْفَلَتَتْ مِنْهُ. And that camel then escapes and runs away. And this person, despite his best efforts to locate and trace this animal, he climbs a hillock and he looks for it. He can't see it. He goes further. He climbs the second hillock. Still he can't see this animal. He climbs the third one. Eventually he loses all hope that this animal has gone. I am not going to recover it. And he then takes rest under the shade of a tree. And he resigns himself to his fate. Perhaps he is thinking about his death and how his last moments will come out. He'll be hungry, he'll be thirsty. And then this person opens his eyes. فَإِذَا هُوَ بِهَا قَائِمًا. And miraculously he sees this camel standing in front of him. And his possessions are there, his food is there, his drink is there. He has a new lease on life. And this person, in his ecstasy and joy, he now calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of his joy, he mixes up what he says. And instead of saying, "Oh Allah, you are my Rabb and I am your slave," he says, "Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk." Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. Because of his joy and his happiness, he makes this mistake. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, we can imagine the level of joy, the level of happiness, the level of excitement this person is feeling. لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah becomes even more joyed, even more happy with the tawbah of his slave. Allah waits for us to turn to him, to ask for forgiveness. But together with this, my dear brothers, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, the great Shafi'i scholar of the 7th century, and we, Maulana reads his kitab every Monday and Tuesday, Riyadu Salihin, he has mentioned that when a person makes tawbah, then this tawbah has to pass through a checklist. Three conditions that it needs to fulfill for it to be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time doesn't permit us to go into the details, but very quickly we'll mention them. أَنْ يُقْلِعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. Firstly, he says that the person has to make an effort to put an end to the act of guna and sin that he is carrying out. A person cannot continue perpetrating the sin or that act of disobedience, and simultaneously he is making tawbah, asking Allah to forgive him, but he has to put an end to it, close that account, delete that file or that contact, or put an end to that deal, and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Secondly, أَن يَنْدَمَ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا, that the person has genuine remorse and regret within his heart. How did I break the command of Allah? How did I bite the hand that is feeding me? And here ulama explain one very important point for us to take note of. Many a times a person changes his life, he makes tawbah, and then he is sitting with old friends, and in our words we say he is remembering the good old days, and how we would do this and do that and go here and go there. Ulama say a person should have remorse in his heart, that how was it possible for me to conduct myself in this manner, that I broke the command of Allah so fragrantly, and I just went against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. A person should feel that regret within his heart. Not that he now sits and reminisces and thinks about it and takes enjoyment of those days of guna and sin. So, أَن يَنْدَمَ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا. And finally he says, أَن يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا, that he has a firm intention and resolve not to go back to that sin. Not that in his mind he just says, inshallah, I won't do it again. But the inshallah we know, like how when our Jamaat brothers make tashkeel, who is ready to join us for Gush or this weekend for Jamaat, then we all say inshallah. But within the heart there is no real intention. But a person has a genuine intention that he wants to give up this guna and sin. And of course he then mentions that if the act of disobedience involved the right of somebody else, then أن يبرأ من حق صاحبها, he must then make an effort to repay that person. But generally these three conditions: a person abandons the sin, he has genuine remorse and regret, and he has a firm intention not to go back to it, then this is regarded as a valid tawbah, as a genuine tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, this person will be as though he never committed a sin in his life, and now he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.